My guest today on Piano Jazz is composer-pianist Aaron Deal. Though still a student at Juilliard, he's an upcoming force in jazz with brilliant technique and original interpretations of the music of Tatum and Ellington and other greats. It's great to see you, Aaron.
Good to see
thank
you,
Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
No wonder Wynton Marsalis calls you the real deal.
Oh.
That's a cute name.
Oh, I'm probably gonna stick with that.
How long have you been at Juilliard?
How long? It's been about 4 years now. And this is my last year. I'll be graduating in May.
Did you come there from Columbus?
I did. Once I graduated from high school, I went to start the undergraduate program at Juilliard. So it was a big transition from going to Columbus, Ohio to New York.
I imagine it was. Why did you choose Juilliard?
Well, first I wanted to be in New York City. If I was going to play jazz, I thought that would be the best city to go to in terms of the environment, and all the musicians are in New York. A lot of great young musicians, a lot of great older musicians. So, and Juilliard has such a great reputation in the performing arts, and they now have a jazz program, so I thought it would be a great idea to study there.
It looks like you're doing great, and I'm dying to hear you play something.
Oh, well, thank you. This first composition is by Fats Waller, and it's entitled A Handful of Keys.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'll just listen. When you started playing piano, did you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister who's a lot older than I am. She's about 11 years older than I am. And I didn't really grow up with her so much because she was a lot older. So by the time I was in fourth grade, she was already in college. So, but my musical influences, I suppose, came from my grandfather, who's a trombonist and pianist. His name's Arthur Baskerville, and he always showed me tunes when I was a little kid. Take the A Train and Satin Doll. Like that.
Well, obviously you had a piano in the house.
I did. And he'd always come over and teach me tunes here and there. And he's probably my biggest influenced to this day, so.
Your grandfather?
Yes.
Well, it really makes a difference when there's somebody in the house that plays, and if you have any kind of interest in music, you're going to really get into it when you have somebody that's encouraging you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so your parents think you should take lessons or?
Yeah, my mom decided she'd give me piano lessons. I'd always tinker on the piano when I was about 5 or 6. So when I was 7, she decided to give me classical lessons. And I studied with a lady named Joanne Hall. It was my first piano teacher. And I always remember my grandmother picking me up from school and taking me to piano lessons every Thursday she would take me after school. And I really enjoyed it, even when I was so young. And a lot of times we'd go hear my grandpa on gigs. He'd play with some local musicians. They had a place called the Marble Gang on Mount Vernon Avenue. You might be familiar with that, in Columbus, Ohio. And every Saturday they had something called, I think, Jazz and Eggs. And he'd go play with some of the local musicians there. And I'd always be exposed to the music that way.
Oh, that was great for you. What kind of music did they play?
It was all jazz. Duke Ellington, they played the standards. Ellington played Strayhorn, played stuff from stuff that Count Basie made famous, music from the American Songbook, all kinds of things.
So did you manage to pick them up by ear?
I did. My grandpa would sit down with me sometimes and teach me songs. I really didn't get into jazz until later on in life, though, because I was studying a lot of classical music when I was younger. Somehow I grew to like jazz more the older I got. When I was really young, I'd kind of brush it off a little bit, but I thought it was, excuse the expression, old people's music.
I think there are still people around today that think that.
But it's so great, and I grew to really love it. Actually, one of the first influences in jazz was Eldar Jangiro. When I went to Interlaken, I heard him. I went to Interlaken for a couple summers.
We had him on Piano Jazz when he was about 12. He just seemed tiny and really playing well.
Oh yeah. I mean,
amazing, wasn't he?
I remember when he was about 13 and so much technique and so a lot of influence, I think, from Oscar Peterson. He played a lot of things that Oscar Peterson would play, and he was very good. So I hear this kid play. I said, man, okay, so this isn't old people's music. So once I heard him and I heard some other young musicians, I said, I'm going to give this a try. And I started playing more jazz.
Who were your favorite piano players?
When I started playing, I loved a lot of Oscar Peterson. I think that's a lot of people's first influences. The more people I run into say, yeah, my first influence was probably Oscar Peterson. But I heard all kinds of pianists. Oscar, Art Tatum was another.
Oh, mine too.
He was one of my favorites. Let's see, who else? Horace Silver, Duke. Absolutely, Duke and Basie.
As a piano player as well.
Oh, absolutely. And Duke as a composer and pianist. And Basie. And then I grew on from there. I started listening to Monk, who I personally didn't enjoy when I first heard him. I said, what is this? But he is probably one of my favorite pianists. He has such a beautiful and unique tone on the piano.
Yes.
And I've tried to get remnants of the sound that he gets out the piano, but it's very, very difficult. I don't know how he did it, but he's one of my favorite. And there are so many others that I could mention that were big influences early on.
I used to go down to the Five Spot and listen to Monk. He used to, in those days, he would, when the other musicians were playing, he would get up and do his little dance. He always had a weird-looking hat on, and he would get up from the piano and do his own little dance and then sit down and play again. It was fascinating. Not only the music, but the action that went on in the band.
Well, how did the band deal with that? They just kept playing while he was
dancing? Oh, sure. It was like considered very normal. They just played. Nobody objected, or it was in the act.
Well, I often hear recordings of Monk where there would be periods of time where he's not playing at all, and I often wonder if he's up dancing.
He could have been very easily. Well, what do you say to trying a duet?
Let's do one. How about Delaunay's Dilemma by the great John Lewis?
You know, I don't know anybody that plays that tune, or hardly anybody.
Oh, it's...
I'm knocked out because it'll be fun to play. And John did once in a while show his sense of humor, and this is it. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.